Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You look marvelous today. What's going on?
Hey, Young Women's Future Symposium today.
So you're not in your workout clothes,
nope.
All covered with sweat because you did some kind of, what is that called again, that workout you do?
Oh, I like the boot camp.
Yeah, that boot camp extreme craziness.
There's no extreme craziness. There's modifications for those who are just looking to start out.
Oh. You're not selling it now, are you?
No.
But anyway, I'm selling what you're wearing today. You look marvelous.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to host that thing? And
I am.
You'll be leaving the studio here, what, 7 o'clock-ish?
Probably 7:30.
Okay.
After birthday buddies.
All right, we'll squeeze them in.
Yepper.
Sounds good.
It should be very nice.
Your hair looks a lot lighter today.
Hey.
What happened there?
Blonde for spring. And summer.
I like people that change it up. I do that myself.
Yes.
Sometimes long hair, sometimes short hair.
I mean, there's always
sometimes
like
facial hair.
Yeah, there's always like shades of blonde in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we do like a dark root, like an ombre or a balayage. So this is like, boom.
It all sounds foreign to me. I just notice things. And I noticed your color there.
Thank you very much.
So looking good. You sleep well last night?
Yes.
I did not. I woke up every hour for some reason.
Why?
And then I read this article this morning that says some of the foods you eat could keep you up at night. So that's what I thought of right away. Well, I'm going to read this article because it might be something I ate as Ebenezer Scrooge once said. Anyway, fruits and vegetables. I was like, did I eat any fruits and vegetables? Yes. I ate like green beans at about 8:30 last night.
Okay.
That may have done it. But it says fruits and vegetables that contain a lot of water, like melons and cucumbers, can keep you up because your body is processing the water. You might, you know, like chugging a big glass of water, you might
have to
go to the bathroom.
Maybe
exactly.
Yep.
So then it said simple starches like bread, potatoes, rice, something like that.
Okay.
They can make you feel tired and help you fall asleep, but they could also mess with your blood sugar. You know, make it spike and disrupt your sleep. So I'm thinking, okay, with the green beans, I had mashed potatoes. Whoa.
There you go.
Okay, we might be onto something. And then number three, it said bad fats. Now, I don't understand any of this. You know all this stuff. I mean, fat is fat, isn't it? No, there's good fats, so there's bad fats. So I'm like, all right. So I start reading through it, and it's talking about, less red meat, more fish and nuts and stuff. That could be linked to insomnia. So I was like, I had some roast beef, some green beans, and some mashed potatoes. I ate dinner at about 8:30 last night. That's how busy
late.
I was.
I was going to say, that's a late dinner.
So you
dinner.
Think that's what it was?
Probably the lateness of your dinner was what kept you up, not the dinner itself.
You think?
I don't know.
Like, you know, all laying there in the belly after, like I went to bed late, too. I ate dinner at 8:30 and went to bed at, like, 10.
Whoa.
Oof.
Ooh, geez. Normally, it's like
9.
Dinner at 6:30,
bed
around 9.
I had a lot of paperwork to do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And the Red Sox game may have interfered with my paperwork.
There it is. We get to the root.
So, you know, like when you're a kid and you don't start your homework till 9 o'clock at night?
Yep, there it is.
There it is, yeah. It's Blaze Alexander. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
An energy drink has been banned after it was found out to contain Viagra. So, obviously, not a soft drink.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I've decided to change my name. I want to be Tommy Morgan.
Tommy.
Yeah. Okay. If Johnny Manziel could change his name to John.
Oh, really?
I could change Although, when they put that little Y at the end, it does make you sound like a kid. Like, there was a long time in my life when no one would call me Tommy. I would say, don't call me that.
Mm-hmm.
Was this Tom? You know, oh, okay. You know, because I wanted to be like an adult.
Older, yeah.
So evidently that's where Johnny Manziel is. He's on his way to the XFL, if somebody wants him. He's had some behavioral problems.
You think?
A little bit.
But changing your name, is that going to really change your image? I mean, he's still...
Hi, Johnny. No. It's John.
That's what he said to Dan Patrick yesterday on the radio. He wants to be John.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, John.
Just the whole thing annoys me.
Oh.
I've been Manzelled out from the very beginning.
Manzelled out.
I like it.
He just came up with a new expression. So would you ever think about changing your name if you had done some wrong things, maybe you would be Laurie?
No.
Laurie.
No.
Laurie. Peter Laurie. No.
Peter
How about
Laurie.
You?
No.
Would you be Maddie?
No, it's called change your actions, not change your name.
There you go. Look at this
well
guy.
Well said.
Well said. So my guess is people are not going to buy into the John Manziel thing.
I don't know. Hopefully, you know, actions speak louder than words. So hopefully he straightens it on out.
And what did he do in Canada that not only was he thrown off the Canadian Football League team, but he was thrown out of the country?
That is still the biggest mystery we will
right?
ever know.
It takes a lot to make Canadians angry. It
yeah,
does.
They are kind of laid back.
They're laid back folk and they're always like, sorry, I'm sorry.
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 Yeah. I mean, a Canadian will apologize for apologizing. So, and I love my Canadian friends. So at the end of the day, I mean, if like he ticked off an entire nation.
That's what I'm kind of wondering
that
about.
That is impressive.
It is.
I mean, how do you make the entire, not just the Canadian Football League, but the entire nation mad? Anyway, John?
Johnny joins us now. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. How are you? I actually go by John these days, so you know, I'm just kind of turning over the page and moving forward.
Dan Patrick.
Okay, is this breaking news that Johnny Manziel is no? You're the artist formerly known as Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they say.
So you're all grown up.
Getting there, I guess.
John Manziel joining us on the program.
I don't want to grow up, so maybe. And this
maybe
is how
you
we started.
Be Tommy.
Some, maybe I should be little Tommy Morgan.
Oh, boy.
El Bones. Go ahead. Discuss.
Oh, I can't discuss. What if
but
people...
you're fired up, right?
Oh, my goodness.
All the world is except me. I feel like I'm standing alone on
you're
this.
Left out.
I'm certainly left out.
You're left out. And there's not enough time between now and Sunday for you to catch up.
That's what we were talking about. You said I'd have to binge watch 24 hours a day.
You pretty much would.
And I still won't get caught up before.
No, because there are 6 seasons. And I mean, you just... like, you need to be prepared for this final season, and so much has happened and has gone on, and there's just, like, there's moments, and I'm sure you've heard people talk about it, where there's, like, the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Mind
and I'm
blown.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm one
well,
of those
and then,
guys.
Like, Arya just, like, going nuts on her enemies.
Okay.
Amazing. Like, see, but I don't want to give spoilers away. I don't...
Well, how could it be a spoiler if you haven't seen the new stuff yet?
No, but I mean, if people haven't seen it and they're interested in watching.
And they haven't seen any of it, you mean?
Like if they haven't, yes. So like, I don't want to like drop key plot points that happened in this last season because then it'll kind of spoil the first season. And the show is so good. It's so good.
But
like,
you have to watch it from season one.
Yes. Yes.
You can't miss any
no,
of it.
No. And you can't just like pick up and up. You know how Sex and the City, another HBO show,
right.
You could kind of just like pick up Sex and the City and like watch an episode here or there.
Or like Grey's Anatomy
Friends,
or something like that.
No, Grey's Anatomy you kind of have to follow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it like once a year and I kind of got the drift. Like a soap opera or something.
Yeah, I mean, like This Is Us you kind of have to follow. Friends you could pick up
yeah.
and just like watch a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld you could watch a one-off.
That's true.
I'm trying to think
but
what
But Game
else.
Of Thrones, you gotta
cannot.
See the, You
oh,
cannot.
It's like House of Cards. It's like these shows that kind of go viral and are very, very, very popular. You cannot just start in the middle. You
All
can't
right, so
do
when
it.
Does this new Game of Thrones
Sunday
thing start?
Sunday, 9 p.m.
Oh, thanks. You know
Sunday
that?
Sunday 9 p.m.
You know that for sure? The
I
way
did.
You said that?
Sunday
okay.
9 p.m.
Sunday 9 p.m., the whole world is going to be
here's,
Game of Thrones.
Here's my problem.
All right.
That is past my bedtime.
It certainly is when you're a morning
night.
Radio person.
And I don't think that I can stay up late enough to watch it. So what's going to happen is I'm going to have to watch it on Monday.
But everyone's
like
going to be talking about it on Monday.
So then I'm
going
to have to stay off social media. I'm
right.
not going to be able to read our show prep because everybody, because guaranteed something epic happens. Boom, out the gate.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's how that always works.
I know
works.
Nothing about the show, but yes.
No, boom, out the gate, something epic is happening. I don't know if somebody's going to die. All I know is the dragons better make it.
Now, how long has this show been off? Because they
like
did so many...
Like 2 years.
Okay, that's the big deal. And now it's back.
Yeah, and now it's back, and it's the last season. And every episode, there's only 6 episodes, and every episode is like a film. It's like a movie. They're like 90-minute episodes.
All right.
Probably the last episode is going to be like 2 hours long.
I have like... a slight interest in this now. But you said I'm already way far behind. So I kind of have a slight interest.
I will give you my HBO Go login and password. I will. I will give it to you if you want to start watching Game of Thrones. It's that good.
Here's what excited me about Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
HBO is releasing the Game of Thrones album. Isn't this cool sounding stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be called For the Throne. And it's got brand new music from Travis Scott, The Weeknd, Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Ellie Goulding.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool stuff, huh?
I got goosebumps.
This is all for you.
Thank you.
And you Game of Thrones people.
Into
94KX. News coming up next. Sometimes you just feel like giving up today. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a brand new day. It's Wednesday. We're halfway there. Coming up next hour, birthday buddies. We love to do that kind of stuff. And, you know, how do you take a shower? We're going to talk about
it. Boy.
Oh, geez.
The things we do in the shower, what time of day we take showers. There's a new survey out, and it's got some pretty interesting stuff in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll afraid where that segment's going to go.
What if I like to take a bath?
No, this is just about showering.
Okay, fair enough.
Bubble baths, maybe some other time.
Fair enough.
All right.
Have you been the surplus outlet lately?
Are you hitting the shower? Does anybody have a shower radio anymore? They were such a hip thing there for a while, and then somebody realized, wait a minute, a radio right next to a slippery, wet surface with a sliding glass door. Probably not a good combination.
You've been to my house.
Yes.
Matt,
I just told Matt.
But I didn't notice this concoction.
Oh my word! I'm surprised during our holiday party that he did not escort you back to our renovated bathroom and show you his new like Bluetooth
yeah, this
toy
is really cool.
Stereo.
So instead of the shower radio, it's the exhaust fan, but it's a whole unit that has a light.
It's wonderful.
A night light. A fan, and then the Bluetooth speaker stereo where
that's
you can go in,
right,
hook up your phone, and then you can listen to music.
Everything in it but a microwave.
Keith loves to show that to people. He really does.
Because it's a guy thing. It's a gizmo. It's a contraption.
And it's really funny because when we were renovating the bathroom, I was like picking things, whatever, and that stupid thing cost more than like the mirror over
sure
the vanity.
Awesome. I'm sure it did. Does he shower in the morning?
No, it depends. Typically, we're nighttime showers.
So he's blasting music at night
too.
While you're trying to watch TV? That's, oof.
Keith likes his musical moment.
Okay.
He likes it in the shower, the music, but then also sometimes we have like angry death metal videos playing on YouTube, on the TV.
Oh boy.
So he's a heavy metal kind of guy.
All right.
28% of us shower in the morning, 43% at night, 25% say both. Wow.
It depends.
Only 4% of us shower in the afternoon. That's kind of weird, but I just ate lunch. Think I'll shower. Anyway, what part of the body do you wash first?
Hair, if I'm washing it.
Body, usually.
You good? All right. I usually do the hair first because no matter how bad you try to buy unscented shampoo, it always stinks like something. And when I'm done washing my hair, I just want that smell off my body. So then I go to the soap.
Well, you got to get a good scent then.
I was going to say, what kind
of... How about an unscent?
What kind... They do make unscented shampoo.
I can't find one because the one I have now says it's unscented.
You're not
going to
get it at
like,
Wally World.
I don't go to Wally World.
Okay.
All right. So the number one answer was hair. 65% of us wash the hair first, then the body, and then the face. Okay. Do you use body wash or soap?
Soap.
Oh, I'm body wash.
Ooh, you're a body wash kind of guy.
I'm an Old Spice kind of guy.
Old Spice?
Oh, yeah.
What, did your grandfather give it to you for Christmas?
Hey, the youngins use it now. People my age use it.
Old Spice is coming
out. No Axe body.
I used to do the Axe because my aunt used to work for a food company, used to give it to me all the time. So I used to have, like, Axe up to here.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't use that anymore. I'm out of that. That was my teen phase.
Teens in 20s, right? Like, teens in, like, early 20s.
Yeah, your Axe kicking phase. Yeah, man. 75% of us now use body wash. Wow, I'm a soap guy. I guess I'm just old-fashioned.
There are a couple of local soap companies that I really appreciate that make naturally derived
soaps
with like all natural ingredients.
All right, washcloth, loofah, or just your hands? The most popular answer is hands.
What?
You put the soap in your hand and then you just rub it on there.
That's what I do.
You need to exfoliate a little bit. You need a, I'm serious.
Get out of here. Really?
I have these amazing Turkish washcloths that like slough off.
Of course, it's Turkish.
Like the dead skin cells, they're a little gritty. You should use that at least once a week or do some dry skin brushing.
The guys at the fire company right now are going, what the hell is this Turkish washcloth, Bob? Anyway, okay, so most of us use our hands, believe it or not. You know those loofah things? They feel really good, but then you
hang
them.
They get gross.
Yeah, they start to stink.
You should replace them like once a month.
Once a month.
And even the old washcloth, too. Like, you got to change that. I just find it much easier just to take a big lop and lather it on your body.
Yeah, exactly. I buy the stacks, and then I just, like, every other day. You know what I mean? I go through a lot of washcloths.
I do. All right. Shave in the shower, yes or no?
In the shower.
Yeah, no, I'm outside the shower.
I think that's a genderized thing.
Yeah. No, I think women in the shower, you have legs, if you choose to shave them.
Guys could just stand over the sink and shave.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, and get hair everywhere and then not wipe it up.
Yes, my wife yells at me for that all the time.
There it is.
There it is.
I'm guilty.
All right, do you sing in the shower?
Yes.
I'm very, very guilty of that.
77% of us sing in the shower.
I may or may not have been blasting Beach Boys and singing Beach Boys in the shower with my Bluetooth speaker the other day.
There you go.
Round, round, get around. He soaps around.
I get around.
I get around out of town.
All right, the other two things we're not going to talk about. We'll just move on.
Oh, really? Because I feel like we could debate that one because it's gross.
The two? Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
The number one question, have you ever had whoopee in the shower?
No, not that one. The other one.
No, just skip to the other one. Okay. Do you have a number one? Do you pee in the shower? Let's just say it.
No. Just don't do that.
If you're peeing in your shower, you're a monster. That's gross.
A monster?
Yes.
It's a total violation.
Is it really?
That is what the toilet and or trees opt outside.
Exactly. Trees?
Like if you're hiking, you can pee in the woods. But like... Or like if you're my nephew and you're potty training, pee outside the backyard.
All right, that's
next
fine.
To the car. Like whatever.
Okay.
Good job.
But not in the shower.
No.
Right. That defeats the purpose of said shower.
Thank you.
You're supposed to be there to clean yourself.
All right, if we're being technical, pee is sterile.
Yeah.
Like it, but you don't want that on your feet. Gross.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty.
Well, how could you get it on your feet? Don't you aim well?
Do we need an anatomy lesson?
No, we don't.
Hey, did you go out for
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And I just got an interesting text. We'll talk about that coming up when we do the birthday buddies. Let's see what we got as far as celebrities so we could sing. If we're going to sing. I'm scrolling down the list. Mandy Moore is 35. She had a couple songs in the 90s. Then she turned into an actress. Brian Setzer is 60 years old today. He is the lead man for the Stray Cats and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. So Rock This Town, Stray Cat Strut. She's sexy and 17. Brian Setzer, 60 today. Babyface is 60 years old today. Wow, he was like one of my favorite artists in the 90s. Great writer and producer too. Kenny Edmonds is his real name. Babyface, 60 years old. That's about it. So we're not going to sing. Unless, you know, Matt wants to do more Beach Boys.
Oh, I'm always down for that. I want to do some more Disney because
Jump
got
and
the
Jive, the Brian Setzer.
You want to do the Brian Setzer Orchestra stuff?
Oh, I don't even know how. Let's just be happy and yell birthday buddies.
There we go. It is that time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Angela Coombs from Cold Township. She's 44 today.
Pam Reich from Beavertown is 54 today.
Elizabeth Evarts is 58. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Beth Gink. She's a friend of mine from Norrie. Beth, you're younger than me. 53 years old.
Happy birthday to Robin Klinger from Trevorden, 57 today.
Karen Scarlett is 52. Happy birthday.
Christy Oberdorf from Sunbury is 32 today.
Sandra Knepper is 42 today.
Kimberly Underhill from Middleburg is 46. Happy birthday.
Denise Ungst is 43 today.
Lauren Ungst is 12 years old today.
I wonder if they're related.
I think so, because Denise is Lauren's mom, and she texted in on the 94KX Facebook page and said that her daughter Lauren is 12 years old today. They're from Milton, so happy, happy birthday to you both.
All right. We got a text just moments ago, and I replied back to it. And it says, Hazel Grace. What a beautiful name. Hazel Grace is 1 year old today. We love you. Signed Mommy, Daddy, Pap, Nana, and Uncle Logan. So I just said, where are you from? So little Hazel Grace is from Middleburg.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
I like that name, Hazel
Grace. Did I miss
Grace?
One?
Oh. We got one more. Okay. Lindsay Raybuck from Sunbury. She's 31. Happy birthday.
There
Happy
you go.
Birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday like little Hazel, you can always text us 49330. Message us like Lauren's mom Denise did on the 94KX Facebook page or call us 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Here's the deal. Toddlers are expected.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. You're on the way to work. How about your job, huh? Are you forced to smile? You know that old service with a smile? It might not be the best policy. At least not if your boss cares about your mental health. Because a new study says that forcing a smile for customers or coworkers or whoever is linked to more drinking after work.
Oh, that escalates quickly.
Is that why it's called a happy hour?
Maybe.
People need to get happy after work. The study looked at jobs where people have to interact with the general public, like nurses, teachers, even fast food workers. And it found that people who have to smile a lot, or otherwise known as suppressing any kind of negative emotion, tend to drink a lot after their shift ends. Look, look.
Ooh.
Yeah. The head researcher thinks it's because we all have limited amounts of self-control.
Clearly.
Stretch it out over 8 hours, that's kind of hard. And if you have to waste it on being happy at work, you don't have much control left after work.
That's interesting. That's kind of deep.
Yeah, it is. That'd put us somewhere about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
Be careful after work, friends.
Ask the
94KX, Tom and Laura on the way to work. And we're getting radioactive right now. We love to get active in the community with a segment we call Tom and Laura Live. And we welcome Joe Bartello and Megan Beck to our studio today. They are just over on News Radio WKOK talking about Old Town Neighborhood. Now, that's a part of SRI. If you don't know what SRI is, that's Sunbury Revitalization. But, guys, thanks for coming in. Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood. I like the sound of that. What's it all about?
Our goal is to keep the downtown area of safe, clean, and green, I guess. Mm-hmm. Bringing neighbors together to help have pride in their community and meeting each other.
And part of it is adopt a block. Does that mean you have to own the whole block? Is that like, or what
no,
is that all
about?
No, you
just volunteer to take a walk around one section of town, one little block on the grid of the downtown.
Oh, wow.
And just take care of that one little spot. The Old Town Neighborhood will provide the bags and the gloves, mm-hmm. and all you need to provide is a little of your time.
Yeah, time. You know, we say we don't have time nowadays in life, but we really do. And if you want to clean up, clean and green, as you said, Megan, you want to clean up your neighborhood, everybody just pitches in and helps out. That would be a great thing. I think the old time neighborhoods are like a thing of the past. Are we trying to bring it back? Is that what we're doing?
That's what we'd like to do. Just have people getting out and meeting their neighbors and create a closer knit community than what we have today.
Yeah, because you're all living so close together, get to know each other and protect each other and clean up, you know, around the neighborhood, that kind of thing. The old days, you used to be able to walk to the store, right? Mm-hmm. Or walk to the retail store, the grocery store, the pharmacy, whatever. You can still do that in Sunbury, but I think our mentality now is, how did you say it, Joe? Get in the car and go.
Yeah, go half a block in the car to the store.
So, you know, we have nice weather. The weather's getting nicer. Why not get out there and take a walk? Megan, you mentioned the word walkability. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the great things about our downtown is there's so much right there, and a lot of people, you know, that live in it's becoming more and more popular. People want to live in a walkable community, you know, where you can get to the grocery store, the library, the convenience store, pharmacy. All of that is right there, and we're really lucky to have a walkable downtown.
Dagenstein Library, what a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there, just, what, a half block off Market Street.
Yep.
Yeah. Sunbury is a city that's rich with history. You know, like when you talk to some of the elder statesmen of our community, they talk about the boom days, you know, and the fact that you could walk everywhere. Nowadays, we jump in the car. We could still walk everywhere in Sunbury. It's just that we've forgotten about it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you got coming up? Is there a Facebook page or something we could link ourselves to and take a look?
Yeah, Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood on Facebook.
Okay. And again, you're part of Sunbury Revitalization.
Yes.
And look for better things coming all summer long in downtown Sunbury, yeah. Right?
We have a walking tour that we're going to be launching in the middle of the summer. It's in conjunction with Bucknell University.
Oh, very good.
It's going to be on it's a phone app. That'll give you a little history of each location as you come upon it.
A little technology and a walk.
Yes.
At the same time, a history lesson and a walk. Guys, keep up the good work. Joe and Megan from the Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Committee of Sunbury Revitalization.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Thanks for coming in.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right. It's that time.
For KX with Late Night TV.
According to a new report, Earth's glaciers have lost 9 trillion metric tons of ice between 1961 and 2016. Said other glaciers, oh my God, you look amazing.
WQKX bringing you the best songs on the radio. 40 plus years, Marky Mark was there. News is coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather. Just when you thought there was an app for everything. Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask what this app is.
You probably should be, because I know how this kind of subject makes you go, what? Anyway, a new service called Slutbot.
Oh, no.
Will help you with your sexting game.
What?
It's artificial intelligence. It's free. And if no one texts you dirty words, thus the phrase sexting, this app will do it for you.
That is just creepy.
It is. It's got two settings, slow and sensual or hot and heavy. And there's even a safe word to make it stop. Now, before you think nobody wants to use this, they've actually, they've actually tried it, like, in public places. And
oh, my.
People liked it. Sweaty a little bit.
It made her sweaty? What?
This slut bot is going to teach me how to sext.
I don't usually sext, but I want to.
I'm what? Artificially?
It gets very detailed. I think maybe detail's good.
Yeah, it seems like it. Obviously, it's fake, but like it's still hot.
It is fake, buddy. Hey, so it's fake.
Sexually.
I think it makes me think of like some other experiences.
Hey,
really good ideas about how to be like direct and specific with people.
Maybe I learned a little bit of confidence. Maybe I learned a little bit.
It helps you with your confidence. People.
Yeah. I'm creeped out now for the rest of the day.
People,
I can't.
Just stop. When it comes 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on the road. Who knew? I mean, she just got invited to something and she went. That's what people do.
It's how it rolls sometimes.
We got this.
Yeah, we got this.
We got this.
Yeah.
She's out helping some young women in our schools in our area learn about the future. That's pretty cool. So she's a teacher by trade, a radio announcer for fun.
So right. This is right back at her wheelhouse.
There you go. She's just teaching kids about the real world and how important education is and career moves and resumes and all that. You know, we're doing our Outstanding Teacher Awards with Service First again. We should nominate Laura.
I think we should, just for fun.
She sees her own name. Anyway, 94KX honoring the Susquehanna Valley's best teachers, K through 12. All you got to do is go to WQKX.com. Talk to your youngsters when they get home from school today. Maybe around the dinner table. Ask them if they have a favorite teacher and why. That teacher can end up being one of our weekly winners. A $1,000 donation to their school, their department, activity, or club from Service First. And 94KX.
Hi, I'm Dr.
94KX. Oh, that album Voices back in 1980. You ready for Flashback Friday or anyone?
Yeah, I'm always ready for Flashback Friday. My favorite day of the week.
Daryl Hall, John Oates for you from 1980. It's not Friday yet. It's Wednesday. Remember, it's a Wednesday at the Wash. We do it every Wednesday. Where's Sean? He's supposed to be here. I bet you he's washing his car in Williamsport.
Probably, yeah.
He's going to drive real
took
fast.
A little pit stop.
Dry.
Yeah.
Wednesday at the Wash happens with Ultimate Express Car Wash in Salins Grove, Williamsport, and Danville. Danville's my favorite location there. Holla out, fellas. I got to get the name of the guy with the New York Mets hat on. He works at the car wash. He's a great guy. He always calls me buddy. Hey, buddy. I was going, hey, bud. We should kind of introduce ourselves. I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ultimate Express, great place to get your car washed. Here's what you do. You text the keyword WASH, W-A-S-H. That simple. To 49330, do it anytime today. You're entered to win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express Car Wash. And also, join the text club and receive a $2 coupon code every single Wednesday.
Pretty good day to do it, too, today. Yeah. A little bit cooler, but it's got the sunshine. You can still get that done.
As long as I can wash my car and there's no icicles hanging off it when I'm done, I'm
exactly
a pretty
right.
happy man.
Yep.
All the details go to washmydirtycar.com.
Here's the deal. Feeding growing boys isn't cheap.